Bright Lights Pathfinders. We are all a bright light searching for the Pathfinder's way. Hello, I'm Kathy Cook, and I'm your host on Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock Pacific Time. That's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So listen up and tune in to Station 1 on BBSRadio.com. It's a positive power production. Unique perfection evolves. Exquisite feelings awaken, producing passion style. Hello, we're on the air. This is Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinder Show, and tonight we have with us who? Who are you?
I don't know. Who was I the last time I looked in the mirror? I was Kim. I am Medicine Walker. And how is my sister this evening?
Oh, I am phenomenal. Absolutely wondrous. It's glad to have you, is ya? It's good to have you on.
It's good to be here.
You know,
I think we're going to turn the tables a little bit tonight, aren't we?
What we're going to do, spin them?
Yeah, we're going to spin them, and I think I'm gonna just kind of ask you some questions for a change.
Well.
How would that sound?
Let me put on my thinking cap.
Don't think too hard.
My thinking heart.
There you go.
Let's start. Are we going to start with a prayer or what?
Yeah, I'm going to let you do the prayer this evening. And I will back you 100% and add my input to it. How about that?
Okay. First, I want to start with breathing. Releasing all the energies of negativity. Just settling down and just calming down for the day, and the week, and the past, and coming into the now, and into the knowing. I just ask the Creator and all the positive to just speak for us, feel for us, know for us, and be for us. And all that are listening, that this message and these words that come through us touch lives and all entities in creation that are meant to be, and that all people, places, and things are removed and placed in their place that are not meant to be, and all good and positive of all people, places, and things that are brought forth in a renewal. And we just ask these things to be enwrapped and engulfed in a positive new energy ball and just kicked out into the universe. In thy name, amen.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. Okay, girl.
All right. Well, first thing I'm going to ask you is, did you get a chance to see the meteor shower the other night? And see all those wonderful, wonderful stars flying through the sky?
Well, actually, I stood out there and just glistened in them. We were on the phone, and you saw that aura around your entire neighborhood, or your entire yard.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing, the energy level.
You even wrote your name in it.
Mm-hmm. I just felt like when I was standing out there watching all those stars and meteorites, it felt like the angels were just shedding tears all over the earth to replenish it. It was a really unique feeling.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Tell us a little bit about what it looked like.
Well, it was pretty nice dark night, and I'm right by the water, so when I went out and just looked up, it was all the constellations, and it was just... it was, like, better than fireworks, because it was just, like, popping everywhere. You'd see, like, just bursts of color and light just fall down and come across like glitter. It was quite phenomenal to watch. It just kind of was everywhere and all over the sky at once, you know. It was beautiful.
And then, yes.
very glad we got to see it and share it.
And then yesterday around 1 o'clock, you got to see the energy levels all over your yard.
Yeah, I actually was kind of sitting out front, and I had to pinch myself to make sure I didn't need the padded room, because I actually saw energy coming up and kind of embracing the property that I live at and just kind of keeping me in a protective area. And it was just something I have never really experienced before. And it was very white and bright light, but then it subdued to like a pink hue, and it was just buzzing and you could feel it. And then it was like I could take my finger and write, like when you see the kids like on Halloween, they take those glow sticks out and they pop them and they show them around, you know, they whip them around at night. I could just see gold light and I could almost take my finger and it was just all over the place. It was like spinning it, just like spinning gold. It was really something to see. And I felt very, very comforted and very protected by the angels and God and Mother Mary and all the spirits.
Something?
It was a magical moment.
That's about the time that I was in my back room looking for something, and I came across where I had bought through the Star Galaxy and paid for a name. For a galaxy, and it happened to be called Black Bear. And your name is Bear.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I'll have to copy those papers for you and send them to you to show. It shows where it's located and everything, you know. I did it for when Dad was dying.
Yeah.
And it's called Illustrations of Agape, but it happens to be located in the Black Bear.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? We've been together as sisters that long.
Almost 11 years.
Yeah. Tell me, when you first started all this chatting and talking and your gifts were like just starting to come out and your writings and I had stumbled across you, which I was extremely blessed and thought that was an extremely amazing thing that I did, and I thank God every day for that, because you're a huge part of my life, and I can't imagine you there, and all the crazy stuff that we've done over the years and supported each other with, that you weren't there. I just feel very blessed. But tell me, what made you start getting into all your writing and starting to really reach out to people back when I had met you?
Gosh.
Did I floor you?
My children got me a computer because I had been writing in journals, and I had gotten them a tape recorder when they could barely talk, because I had always talked in tape recorders, and I have always written since I can remember, and I always talked in rhymes and riddles. And my parents would say, quit talking in those rhymes and riddles. You know, and I'd say, you know, if they'd say something, I'd spit out a song, or I'd spit out, you know, a rhyme or riddle. And so my children got me the computer. Well, I paid for it, but it was, you know, like something that they insisted I get. And this Yahoo popped up on us. Get that darn thing off of there. I don't want to have that big old thing on my computer, you know, because it was like, what is that? You know, because I had a 98. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I saw where it had user rooms and spirituality and religion, and I made up the name Spiritual Pathfinders. And that was the Yahoo user room. And that's how it all started. But I was in AOL at first, and that's where I met you.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And my children were like saying, you need to channel this towards people. And they knew about the chat rooms from their other friends. And they said that I needed to spread the word. You know, because I was always telling them about it. I was telling my friends about some of the stuff that I knew. Because I had seen my doctors had told me I was ADHD, that I didn't have like a filter on my brain, like a screen, because I went to the eye doctors, the ear doctors, every doctor you can think of, because I saw the energy all the time. And I saw it like, if you look at a wet pavement and then you see the steam coming up, I saw the little X's everywhere. And I would look at a picture on the wall, and the aura of a picture on the wall would change to another wall that was blank, and I could see that picture actually move. And it was just things like that that I started searching out and looking into, going to the library and going to the doctors, couldn't give me any answers. So I just knew that one day that I would find out, you know, what it was all about. And I had remembered a dream that I, do you remember that dream I told you about, Elenra?
I'm not and sure. Refresh my memory. Oh, yeah, 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 with the angels.
Elenra,
yeah.
Angels. I was looking at 4 years old. I was looking out my bedroom window. I used to like to keep my feet on the, when the heat vents were on the bottom. And I would keep my feet on the bottom, and it was at Christmas time, and we had those little candles that used to glow up in the windows. And I would look up. And I could barely reach the floor, but my feet could hit the vent of the heat vent. And I had butterfly curtains, and I had butterfly curtains, and I remember saying Elenra, E L E N R A. I couldn't say it at the time, but I call her Iwenwa. And I shared a room with my sister, and we had twin beds. In my bed, I couldn't look out the window because it was way above me. So I'd sit on the edge of her bed while she was sleeping and look out the window. And I remember seeing the stars connecting. And it looked, I said, is this like the Wizard of Oz? Because I had just seen the Wizard of Oz. And I saw the rocking chair, the lady in the rocking chair. And so later on, I went into my mother's room, and I said, because Elena said, I will always be with you. And she just kind of, it's like the stars, like the meteorites, just floated down and just touched me into my body. And I ran into my mother's room, and the butterfly curtains fell onto me, and all the butterflies flew all around. And she said, and I said, what are the butterflies flying all in my room, Mama, Mama, Mama? And I still to this day have that bedroom suit.
That's awesome.
Because of that. And I just got it refinished. It's 50 years old. And anyway, my mother said, Elena, your angel will always be with you. That's your protection. And I said, but she said she's leaving. And I one day remember. And you could literally see Elena standing in the room. And Mama said, that's the electric blanket giving off energy. And she's, and then, you know, little things like that connected to me to stay. But I had always been born with these gifts. And they jolted into me when I was like 1 and a half, when I was standing in church. And this lady yanked on my dress, and it scared me, and all the fear and the love of my mother holding me. I've told this story on the show before, but not to you, but the love of my mother, and knowing I was in a holy place, and the smell of the church, and hearing the preacher, and the music going, and the scorned look on that lady's face, and almost falling, and all the senses of my body jolting into me at one time. I couldn't speak the things, but I knew what they meant. And right after church, I was in a blue dress with my hair pin curled really tight, and with a satin ribbon, blue satin ribbon, it's sky blue, and patent leather shoes.
Patent leather shoes. Oh,
yeah,
man.
And Vaseline.
I'll tell them how old we are, okay?
They had Vaseline on them to make them shiny.
Shiny, yep. Did you have the little white socks with the little?
I did. Double with a crinoline on.
Yeah, oh,
make my dress stand up. And on the bottom of my shoes, she had put two pieces of masking tape to make me so I wouldn't slip. And I slipped over these stones that were on the sidewalk. And she said, don't make me have to go in and clean you up, because then your father will be very angry. And so that immediately, being awoken to the fears and the love and all the feelings, I had fear immediately, immensely placed into my body. And I learned all my life, until recently when I went into these rooms and I met you, getting a long story short, even though it's a long story, I'm here to conquer fear. That mm-hmm. is my mission in life. And I realized that courage is fear that has said its prayer. And not until recently did I know what a Elenra was. E-L-E-N-R-A is 3 star angels, and it means 11-11.
Oh, our fun number, 11-11.
And it is healing of Orion. Now, that is unreal, isn't it? As a child, I saw that at age 4.
That kind of gives me goosebumps, you know.
And that's what I saw when I was little. And my children know the story. Pete knows the story. You know Wiggle Room Pete.
Mm-hmm.
My mother knows the story. My family members know the story. You know, some of them. And that's, in other words, fear of...
Mm-hmm.
of the unknown and fear of, you know, it's just like with God, Medicine Walker. People want to know why people are so afraid of Jesus Christ or, you know, the mystery, because we can't see or hear or touch or feel it. And if we don't know our destination or we don't know what we're supposed to be doing, you know, it's just like we're always right where we're supposed to be. We're right where we're meant to be at this particular moment. If we would just stay in the moment, then we wouldn't have to have that fear of the unknown. You know, I know we need mm-hmm. to plan things in life, but the thing, Bud always contradicts the sentence before. However, there's signs and symbols out there everywhere if we just look for them.
There is, and we've talked about the fear factors a lot, and a lot of it is you have to have faith. And if you have faith, your faith replaces the fear. Fear is ego-driven, and if you trust in the universe and you trust in Creator or whoever or whatever people put names to Creator, because they're basically kind of, when you look at them all, they're all the same. They just have different names and different ways of getting there. But if you have that faith, the fear is gone. And I know... in knowing you as long as I have, I've watched, and I'm sure you can say the same thing of me, we've both kind of evolved in different ways and grown so much. But I just look at you and how long I've known you, and I'm just in awe. The gifts you have are just so big, and you've given to so many and so freely given them. I just, like I said, it just amazes me. I remember some of the things, too. One thing I remember, and it still always gets me today, is how you do your how you know your codes and your numerology, because my little brain doesn't wrap around that well. And, man, how do you do that? How do you know all that?
It's the knowing.
I knew you were going to say that, but I had to ask anyway.
Well, it's just like it's 9:16, my time, Eastern Standard Time. A 9 is a 3 plus a 3 plus a 3, and a 1 and a 6 is a 7, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is a familiar conversation with me too, right? Yeah.
So if you do this, this is giving you an affirmation. You've got a 9 and a 6, a 9 and a 1 and a 6. Which is a 7. A 7 is completion, mm-hmm. right? But if mm-hmm. you add the 9 and the 16 together, you're going to come up to the reducing of a 16, which is the same thing.
Okay.
See, 9 mm-hmm. plus 1 mm-hmm. is a 10 mm-hmm. plus a 6
mm-hmm. is 16.
Okay. And it's 9:16.
Oh.
So there's you an affirmation.
Oh, okay. Well, I used to sit and listen to you talk in these rooms, and you do your numerology, and you just blow people out of the water. They'd be like, wow, can you tell me this? And you'd tell them, and I was just floored. And your writings, you've been writing, you're everywhere. Where are you not? Where are you? What are you writing now? What are you working on now? Are you working on anything currently?
Well, what would you like to know?
What are you currently writing? What are you currently working on? You have a project?
Well, it's to contemplate the eternal and the coordinates of the soul.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah, about the soul that only knows the soul and what we're wearing and weeding through the layers. You know?
So
I like to read about reading. Because if you write, let me just give you an example. If okay. I write, I say you as in third person. But mm-hmm. if I write, then I cannot be alone outside my inside world because mm-hmm. I am expressing it outwardly. And if I express it outwardly, then I've gotten it out of myself. And it gives me answers to what I'm looking for. And that is silently talking to myself by writing. But if I verbalize it and speak it out once I have written it, it's like a proclamation to be able to state that I want this to evolve into my life. So if I speak it once I have written it in a way of giving it an affirmation, then that brings it back unto me. But if I speak it as a prayer for forgiveness or prayer for understanding, seeking the understanding of the knowledge to apply to my wisdom, then that has given me an understanding. Because to me, we can seek all the answers we want, but with more answers are going to come more questions. So if I seek more understanding, then I can apply that to the wisdom of the knowledge that I've just gained.
That's, wow, okay. I had never thought of it that way, but yeah, it kind of makes sense. That kind of, it does.
You if always, I just jot down little words like yellow is ever forgotten, for the sun is always with me, with brightness for infinity everlasting. You know, just something like that. Then I can look up the word yellow and what it represents, and ever begotten for the sun. The sun can be yellow for the sun shine or the sun, the Father's sun. You know, and begotten, isn't for God so loved the world that he ever gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's just something that came off the top of my head, you know, and yellow to me represents, you know, happiness, joy, creation, love.
Yellow's always been one of your favorite colors.
Yeah. It's Uncle Ronnie's favorite color, too, and I pretty much painted the house for Aunt Peggy and Uncle Ronnie with yellows. But I mean, I'm just looking at the yellow wall, so I just kind of pulled that one.
Well, that's pretty... pretty deep. That's pretty, your writing is just, every time I look at it, if I read it more, you know, the more I read it, I should say, the more I see in it. Kind of like the way you're saying, you know, you look at the words and that. It's like, every time I read it, I get something different from it. Or something more, something that evolves, something that, you know, can like, make an impression on me, you know.
Right.
It's a learning process.
It takes me to have you help me when I write some certain ways. I have to have you help me understand what I've written when I write.
That's kind of what you do when I paint. You help me figure that out. Or when I vision, you help me figure that out when we go through all that. So, yeah, it has been a learning and a bonding process for many years, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Many, many years. Okay, I got another question for you.
Okay.
Tell us about your stones. Tell us about your rocks.
Go to me and talk
your
to me.
Collection of stones.
Yes.
And I know you've got many. And I know they talk to you, and I know you've sent many on with other people that have needed them. And I just stones. I love the story of your stones.
Guess what's
especially
coming.
The last ones you got.
Well, guess what's coming?
What?
I just got a letter from my cousin
from
Germany.
Aww.
And guess what stone she's bringing me back Wednesday?
I don't know.
Egypt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Egypt. Man, that house is going to be rocking and rolling.
It's from, it's on my Facebook page. Her name is Kim Nordman Ralia. I can't pronounce her last name, but her mother's sick, so we need to send prayers out to Aunt Sally.
Okay.
And we'll do that at the end of the hour. But she's coming back from Germany to stay with her mom that's got back troubles. But she's been living in Germany. That's where our grandfather's from.
Mm-hmm.
The Nordmans. You know, there was double N's and they dropped the N and he came from during World War II because he didn't believe in the German war.
Mm-hmm.
And he made his life here. And Kimberly went back to Germany where our roots were and she made a life there. But she just recently went to Egypt, and I said, oh, bring me back a stone. And so she says, I'm bringing you back your stone on Wednesday, and I'll be in the States Wednesday. So what I do is I collect stones. When people ask me what they want me to bring me back when they go on a trip, I always say, bring me back a stone. And I say, you'll know it when you see it, because that is the oldest living thing on the land. And it is a piece of the land, and you cannot buy anything that could mean anything more to me than a piece of something. But you have to ask the stone. People always go, why do I have to ask? I say, just like Seth, the engineer at BBS Radio went on a trip to Oregon. And he said, I said, bring me back a stone. And so he said, I brought it. I said, you'll just know, Seth, the stone will talk to you, and it will tell you, pick me up for Kathy. Pick me up. I said, do you remember that?
Yes. I remember talking to him about it when he brought it home, because he said he had it up on his windowsill at the house.
Yeah, BBS Radio's windowsill.
Yeah.
And he said it had stars in it, and it had all these emblems in it, and triangles in it, and he said it was like it looked like a bloodstone kind of, but not. And he said the shape of it was like not circular, but it had a little point to it. He was describing it with Leslie on in the background, and really cool. But that stone's where it's supposed to be. You know, it'll be here if it's supposed to be, and if it's not, it's not. But you know, people bring me back stones from everywhere, and then I have people like Wayne Lewis, that is, he was on the show not too long ago, but he is, he was the bodyguard for Chuck Norris.
Mm-hmm.
And he was helping me with my home, and he says, the energy is elated in this house. And he says, these stones are just, the energy is just vibrating everywhere. And I said, well, let me choose a stone for you. And I gave him one from Slippery Rock on my way to the Seneca Reservation to Stoney one year. And it had a fossil in it of a flower. I said, and, you know, he said he put it inside of a tube. And I said, to keep it in the tube. And I said, it can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, flowers are a representation of the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the world, the flowers, you know, the petals, you know, because the petals go around and evolve just like with the tree of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the petals, and there's 13 petals in a lily, and there's 5 leaves in the lily, which is another story. Don't get me off on that one.
No, I'm not going to. We'll do that. We'll save the petals for another night.
Save that for another night. But anyway, you know, each stone, and then John DeBoer, the flutist that's been on my show, his wife Raven, she actually gave me stones from all over and put them in pouches.
Didn't she go on around and collect them for you or something?
She did.
Yeah.
She did. She especially, it took her a year to choose the stones, and then she put them in each. You were with me on the phone when I opened the package.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, there's a bear on this stone. because I can see the emblem, you know, the,
yep.
And what they feel like. And then I called her on the phone, and she said, have you opened the letter? Well, I didn't know there was a letter in there with pictures, because that was way, it was embedded behind the envelope that had my address on it. And it was taped shut to the box, and she says, open the envelope behind the tape. And she had pictures of each place, you know, that was sacred places that were sacred to the Native Americans. And she did have a bear stone, but it was in a pouch that was in White Eagle's home in Colorado. Isn't that odd? Because I had seen that stone happened to be in the stone that had been washed up off of the pouch that it was in had washed up into the one from the river that mm-hmm. no longer had any stones in it at all. She found two stones on the riverbed because the storm had washed all the stones away.
Mm-hmm.
And she just happened to give me those two stones, but that bear stone was one of them. And I thought to myself, and I told her, I said, well, you know, that just goes to show you that White Eagle's everywhere, you mm-hmm. know, and that, you know, the White Eagle medicine is very strong. And it's just amazing what they...
She's an amazing woman. I know I've spoken with her, and she's just... John's a wonderful man too, and he's very gifted. And Raven is just wow. And those stones and didn't she make pouches? She made all the pouches for you too, didn't she?
She did, and she wrote in Native American symbols on the bottom of each pouch what one each one represented, like healing, journey. I can go get them if you want to hold on.
Sure, I remember when you opened them. We were like kids in a candy store
talking while I go get them.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah. We were like kids in a candy store, kids at Christmas. Oh, open the box, you know, open the box. Just do it. Check it. Do it. Check it. And you got them all, and we sat and opened them, and you were commenting about how beautiful the workmanship that Raven had all handcrafted all these medicine pouches for you that contained each of them, and they were all different colors and represented many different things as the stones did. So it was pretty cool. We've had a journey with the stones. We've looked at them. We've placed them in different places for ceremony, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful trip with all those stones. And I know you've got many, many stories to tell about them as well.
Yeah, we used them in a ceremony the other day.
Yes, we did.
Okay, I've got it right here. She took a long time to write this, but she understands what the stones represent and mean. But it was an Indian summer, so it's been a year. And like the white bag is the property of David and Sherry, it's Night Eagle. Sherry is Coyote Woman. And I'll place these for everybody to see on my profile page if they would like.
Oh, they found it, but they're amazing. You really need to, if anybody has the opportunity to take the time once she does post them, it really is worth the look because they are absolutely gorgeous bags.
They're in my Picasa photo under Bright Lights Path, I do believe, but I've got things buried into the web so deeply. But the white bag stones are from David and Sherry Night Eagles, and she included a picture of Sherry Coyote Woman, which she made her wedding regalia. She
regalia, yeah,
her wedding.
Her regalia.
And she was 1 mile from the entrance to the MESA VERDA World Heritage Site.
Mm-hmm.
So these stones came from the Sioux, the flute maker player, and the pipe carrier. And these Native American player for the Medusa Vedera and the Native flute that she gave John came from David Night Eagle. That is a story in itself of how to when Raven met John, she gave him a flute to court her with, and the flute came from them, from David, Night Eagle.
That's amazing. And so, I'd love to see that.
Yeah. And so, anyway, these particular stones came from 1,000 to 1,300-year-old home of the ancestors of the Pueblo, P-U-E-B-L-O culture, of the A-N-A-S-A-Z-I, which means ancient ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it was on the cliff dwelling, and it's the whitish-gray charcoal coloring of the stones that walk around their land. Okay, and then she says, although I didn't know exactly which ones to show you, in the presence of the ancient ones, wherever I am, she says, they're always there. The symbols on the pouch from top to bottom are as follows. She says, I did not choose the first symbol. It chose itself. It stands for forgiveness. And as always, you know how I've spoken on the shows many times, we have to forgive ourselves first.
Correct.
Then we forgive others, and then we go to God for forgiveness.
Yep.
So that was perfect for the first symbol and the first pouch. The second symbol represents Petera, P-E-T-R-A-G-L-Y-P-H, for Medissa Vedera, indicates journeys. Now, I want Paige to, if Paige is listening, I hope he understands this. And the ancient ones took me to the arrival of Medissa. And the third symbol, it stands for healing. The bottom symbol is the bear claw symbol for healing among the Native American people. So see, that was when we opened it up and said, oh, look, there's the bear claw.
Yeah. Like I said, two kids at a Christmas morning, the night before everybody's up. Let's open them. Let's open them.
Yeah, and then I got that. Yeah, and then the next year, what, I get that poison. Anyway, the yellow bag comes from a special place on the Stillwater River of Ohio, southwestern Ohio. It's a Shawnee land. A spot along the river is quite unique. It's a mud bank there, and there's the Terrence Stone Beach, which descends into the river of the water. And she didn't bring her camera, so I don't have a picture of that. But she said she could feel the presence of a woman there that came to bathe, and that it was a muddy bank. And so she said she could feel the stones were for the woman's healing. And she said that, so there wasn't any debris there to wash away. However, she did find two stones only laying close together side by side. And I told Raven, I said, before I opened up the letter, I said, these two stones have been broken apart. She says, well, I didn't find them together. She said, I found them very far apart. And I said, well, they're matched. And she says, you're kidding me. And so I showed her. And anyway, on the symbols go as such on the following pouch. Elements, the triangle symbol stands for beauty, weight, or medicine. In the Native American belief system, the one that lives in harmony with oneself in the universe is called beauty way. The X symbol is the dot glyph, or the woman for the Y. On the side is the creative energy, and the symbol opposite the glyph is for marriage. And that's what that stands for. See, people just think they pick up rocks, but they don't.
Rocks have many stories.
Yeah.
Well, if people would just take the time to sit and listen to them, they could learn so much.
Now, I have to keep on with the story because there's two more bags and we cannot leave
yep.
them out.
Nope.
They just now told me, you tell about me too. You tell about me too. So we come to the turquoise bag.
My favorite.
Beneath the waterfall of Ash Cave. That's where John goes into the cave. And he says it's like a big theater
mm-hmm.
where, you know, where he goes and plays a lot of times, and he can feel the ancient ones that used to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls it Preacher Rock.
It's a holy place.
Right. But, you know, he's been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells about that. I hope he comes back soon because he's getting ready to do a great, big performance. He just got Yeah, I sent you that.
He's down. He actually sent it to me as well. I think it's down in Ohio. Actually,
yeah.
Right where you were talking about that last spot.
The stumps.
Yep.
Anyway, this one is 10,000 years old. the meeting place for a long time in Ash Cave, the native gatherings back in the day. The cave is with the Shawnees, and it is known as the TECUMSEA. Spoke while trying to organize the Ohio. That's what they spoke while trying to organize the remaining Ohio tribes. Mm-hmm. The symbols of the Palthras follows the vertical line, and the arrow pointing to the left stands for the power of joy. Okay, spiral. Now, what's so funny is on the TNT News Trader, mm-hmm. we were talking to the Stones,
mm-hmm.
and Drum Spirit said, "Look, we did a spiral." Okay, remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and he said, this one says, see, because the Stones talk. Says, and we were talking about the Stones. Everybody was talking about their Stones and taking pictures. And he said, look, we did a spiral. Okay, well, the spiral is there because the course of the water from the forms of the beautiful double spiral and its journey through the land, the circle and the vertical lines. And also, I blogged Like a Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
On there as Love of a Songbird on the TNT News Trader. So that is the journey of the spiral, like the double spiral. So it's the journey of the land.
Yep.
So if Paige is listening to the show, I hope he is. There's another one of your hints. Okay, the circle of the vertical lines is the house of water, which is a vertical line that stands for calmness. All is calm. In my place, I feel peace and recharged within my spirit. And you use these stones when you need these powers for each of these representations. The fourth is the red bag. These stones are the most mysterious. What is mysterious? What is mystery? The unknown. And all I have given them in a home is a red pouch. The most sacred of the Native American people contain the most power. Let me pick those up then. These are the two that are, they look like they're broken, but they're not. Somebody tried to trick me and take my stones out, and put them in the wrong pouch. They can't trick me. No, no, no. Somebody's played with my stones. Okay. Before I go any further, people, if you want to get the energy off of your stones that have been touched by other people, you cannot get the energy from the land off your stones. However, you can get the energy of other people's touching off of your stones by placing them in a clear glass of water with some sea salt. If you don't have sea salt, use regular table salt. Place the stones in the glass for at least 24 hours and light a candle, a white candle beside it. You don't have to light the candle beside it, but just at least place them in the water of a clear glass, at least half full, for 24 hours. Just stir the water in there, stir the salt up in there, and just drop it down in there. You can place it in a little sunlight so that the sunlight can go, you know, all the way around. I like to place mine outside. That's just me. You do it however you want, but just that's how you cleanse the stone from energies. Anyway, the stones are the most mysterious. They give them a home in the red pouch. She gave them a home in the red pouch. The red is the most sacred color of the native people because it's the most power. Comes from Ash Cave as well. Ash Cave is a huge amphitheater at the fall's end. The very end is the fall. The valley formed the fall. At the hillside is a huge top square rock covered in moss. And I told her to send me some moss. It's the preacher's rock.
Yeah.
It reveals here in the late 1800s. The preacher stands on and gives his sermons, believing everyone could hear them. The native people is called the Whispering Rock. So I have two pieces of the Whispering Rock. At the center, they stand there because it's elevated, the center of the amphitheater. For me, it crackles up with energy because you can actually hear the whispers from across the cave as you hear the footfalls of people walking in the cave, and yet you cannot see. It's very spooky, she says. And some of the stones are for the unspoken and unhidden words for thoughts. The symbols are as follows. From the top, the circle with the little V shape along the top. So it's a circle with a V. Okay, I'm looking at it right now. Looks like, an A. But the A is at the very, very bottom, like a swing set.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. but it's turned around upside down. So if you turn a swing set upside down with the A at the slash at the top, but it doesn't quite go all the way across.
Mm-hmm.
The right side doesn't close off so it's got, you know, like two sticks like together, but then the line across the top.
Mm-hmm.
That one stands for the hidden voice. Okay, that's like when I get the words from foreign languages and foreign
I was going to say, that's like you talking, you and the knowing is the hidden voice that comes out.
Uh-huh, when I talk with Shanoia.
Mm-hmm.
You said, is that Shanoia talking?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And then there's triangle. You know how you have a square with a square inside with a little dot, but it's turned sideways to where it looks like a triangle, but it's
right.
A box. Okay.
Right.
That's next. And that represents medicine man's eye and stands for wisdom and watchfulness. And the bottom symbol is a circle with two V's going upward like an antenna.
Mm-hmm.
But if you turned it around, it would look like a little girl with pigtails going straight upward.
Okay.
And that represents good listener. And then she ends it with, I hope you, they help you on your spiritual journeys, your friend Raven. John's book is extra, and the CDs are promised as long ago for your mother. And then she drew a picture of Raven, herself, Raven. And that's just a sample. And now I've got stones, I've got hundreds of stones, but that's how special the stone people are to me.
They're a big part of you. They're a part of who you are.
Yes, they are.
And you do so much work with them, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That was really
inspiring. When I do a healing, or an intuitive, I don't want to call them a reading, an intuitive consultation, because I don't actually tell the person anything they don't already know about themselves. I don't tell them, you know, I don't believe in giving information that's not already there for them to already know themselves.
Right.
You know, each person has a stone. I pick up a stone that becomes their stone.
Mm-hmm.
And I will not use that stone again, except for with that person, that spirit of that person.
You could probably build a house with all the stones you've used.
Well, actually, what I'm going to do is, with the stones of each person that are so special, they've got a little mark on each one of them of a color, because, you know, I paint as well. And there's so many colors in the world that... And my mother goes, if something happened to you and you died, how will we know which stone goes to what? And I said, they're color-coded. But the Zen garden that's going in the backyard is going to be formed with these stones. Or either I'm going to, you know, my altar that I've got that's the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to inlay them what is it called? The inlay of a... motif?
I'm trying to think, and I
can't. Is it called a motif?
No.
Yes.
You're talking about...
I'm going to lay it in, the stones lay it into the mortar and use it as the altar.
Oh, that would be cool.
For the where I say my prayers and such, and where I smudge and such.
That would be a good spot for them. I think the Zen garden would be a good spot for them, too.
Yeah, it would be outside.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. Because you would know where they were.
And back into the earth. That's
yeah.
Why I think it's putting them back into the earth.
Yeah.
But each one has their energy and their prayers and their thoughts, and that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a little bit about the stone people.
Okay. Now, from the stone people, which are such a big part of your life, so is your artwork.
Right.
And one of my favorite pieces was that piece of wood that you used. So you got to tell the story about the piece of wood that is just... Do you still have that piece of wood?
It's sitting right here. It stays with me everywhere. Everywhere I go, you know, when I was taken from this house while it was being fixed, I took that wood. I had it cleaned with my special cleaning. But... at the Seneca Reservation, at Slippery Rock, as a matter of fact, where I found the stone with the flower in it.
Mm-hmm.
Those two go hand in hand. The guy that, when I go and do the sweat lodges, he is the keeper of the stones, of cooking the stones to go into the sweat lodge. Mm-hmm. And big old guy. I mean, he's almost 7 foot tall.
Oh, wow.
Bob and Giz. His name is Bob. And he asked me if I wanted anything off of his land to take as a gift. And I said I would take a stone. Oh, and I got a turkey collar. He gave me a turkey collar, one of those things that you blow. And I took, I went out into his wood, and I got you a piece of wood, and I didn't know you at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But remember I said I had 3 pieces of wood, and that one piece of wood, the termites had eaten it, you know, made a trail, and I just connected the dots. And I have that on my brighttassielivejournal.com, brighttassie.com/livejournal.com. And I will put that up as well.
That's an amazing piece. There's so many stories in that wood, and you've what you drew in it was, I remember the first time you showed that to me, and I was like, holy man, that is just unbelievable. That's actually one of the first things you showed me, wasn't it?
That and the tree.
Yeah.
The wisdom tree.
Oh, the wisdom tree. I remember the wisdom tree.
And then I showed you the picture of that took me 5 years to draw while Daddy was sick.
Right.
You know, the eagle and all the people under it.
Yep.
So it's like a 3D picture. And then the squirrel series of my photography.
Of course, the nutty squirrels.
Yeah.
You have beautiful photography. You've done photography as well. You're quite well-rounded and gifted in many ways.
I appreciate that. I love to give to people, and I love to help people. That's my way of being fulfilled, is to give back out to people. You know?
Yep.
But I get gifts from the land and from other people from the land, and then I'm able to give back out through the land from the Creator, from God's Spirit, because I don't use props. I don't use, you know, I get from, like, holding a stone, that's like holding me, anchoring me down, because if not, then I will go out there, and I don't want to go out there. I want to be grounded. Mm-hmm. When I clean chakras or when I give an energy or intuitive input, but when I work with a person, when I give a reading of a deep root intuitive input, it's a deep root reading. It's not something that's going to, I can't just spit it out for like 30 minutes. It takes hours, you know. And I just finished one for like, 4 days, and I slept for 2 days.
Yeah.
People ask me why I'm not asleep or whatever, you know. Yeah. It's because I get this information for somebody, you know, like Paige with Melrose Place. You know, who is that? Yeah. What's that? And it was a dream from 2002.
Yeah.
It's just now coming about right now, you know, and I'm getting all that information, which I'm not going to reveal right now, you know, to anybody until this person lets me do it. But, you know, that's a very, very deep reading that's come about. And it's very intense information for a certain person for their life. But it's very great information, you know, but it's up to this person to take it and utilize it to their way. You know, I'm not to mold it. Because we're all like a piece of clay. As the potter molds this clay, we're gently being molded as well. But I'm not going to touch that person's clay and mold that person. That's up to him, her, or God of the Creator to mold themselves. I can actually give them the tools and let them borrow my tools, but I'm not going to be the one to mold that.
Well, I know when you do work, and I know when I've done work, it does take a lot of energy from you. And what you do is more intense than anybody that I have ever known that does reads or, well, like you said, they're not really reads. They're intuitive guidance, I guess, would be a good way of putting them. And you're right. It takes a lot of energy from you. That's a great gift. It's a great gift that you give, and it's a great gift that the people get, you know.
Yeah. I appreciate that, because I will trance a person, or I'll even do a hypnotic trance on them. You know, one guy that was here a couple of weeks ago, remember, I only I did a hypnotic trance on him for 33 seconds. That's as long as I put him under. Mm-hmm. Because he had a regressed childhood memory that was so in depth that when I snapped my fingers to bring him out, he didn't know whether I was snapping my fingers, if he heard it or if he imagined it. It was that deep. Mm-hmm. So the people that are actively listening right now, when I snap my fingers like that, which I'm doing right now because we've been on air and we were about to go off air in about 3 minutes because we get off the air 5 minutes till, is because we've got to, you know, come to another dimension and come out of it. And it has to be a hard snap. Yeah. So, Kimberly, I really appreciate you asking me these questions. I've never had anybody ask me things.
Well, I enjoy it. I always like finding out more things, and I did find out some new things just the way you were telling them and talking about them. So how about we say a prayer for your cousin's mom, was it, Sally?
Yeah.
Put some energy out for everybody tonight and kind of, because you said there's only a couple minutes left, and let's close with a really good prayer.
Let's do that.
Okay.
This is for Aunt Sally and for my cousin Kim that is on a journey coming home, back home to Charlotte, into North Carolina. And I just ask, oh, Heavenly Father, Creator, the Holy Angels, to just guide and direct and touch this family and Lillian and the children, and to just let them know that we are all with them in the universe, that she will be okay, and that the deteriorating of her spine is replenished with all new cells of the energies of the universe that are all totally positive, and that the trip that Kimberly is going to take is totally smooth, and that the stones are protection, and that all person, places, and things that are about and in her way will always be remembered, and she will always stay in contact with them, and that the love and the perseverance and the prosperities will all unwrap, and that all bills are paid for, and there is nothing to worry about, and that we just lift her up in prayer and to the highest creator of the healer of all people, places, and things. And also, we just pray for all the people that come into our lives that need help and need and desires, that you work through Kimberly Medicine Walker and I, Bright Lights Pathfinders, and all the other people. And I just close that prayer and open a new prayer that all the people that listen to this show know that this is a unique individual show, and that it is not to be martyred, marked, and repeated by other people, and that other people get their own information and become who they are with their own name, and lift them up and lift them up to know their identities and to know who they are, because it's very special to know who you are inside and know your gifts as well. And with that, Kimberly, it is 9:55.
I bid you a good night and everybody, and thank you for having me on with you this evening. Everybody have a blessed evening.
Yeah.